for us. Yep. Okay. If you've got a Bible with you, please, if you want to turn to 1 Samuel. Is that making a racket? I'll just turn it off and start it again. Is that making any difference now? Okay. Now let's just pray and ask for God's blessing on his word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this morning again, thank you that we can come into this place with all of our burdens, with all of our cares, all of our anxieties, and know, Lord God, that we can set them aside as we focus on you. And as we turn our eyes to you and as we seek, Lord God, your blessing, you, Lord God, may not necessarily take the burdens away, but you give us, Lord God, the ability to press on. And this morning we ask, Lord, that you would speak to us through your living and active word. And help us to hear what it is that you're saying to us, Lord God. Help us to understand that you have a plan in all of these things, Lord God. In all of the struggles that we endure, you have a plan, Lord God. Father, as we just sang, whatever is your way, all is well. Help us, Lord, to have faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Last week we were looking at Hannah's predicament. Hannah, as you know, was one of Elkanah's two wives, and the other was called Peninnah. And Peninnah had children to Elkanah, but Hannah had no children. And she probably felt very much inadequate as a woman. She felt a sense of incompleteness as a woman, maybe even having lost credibility in her own community, because the mindset in the days of Hannah was that if you were barren, if you were unable to have children, it was because God's curse was upon you. And so she had all of that sense of inadequacy and incompleteness, and having lost some credibility in her community because she was childless, Hannah also, on top of all of that, she had to endure nagging and bullying and insults and abusive comments by Peninnah, who mocked her because she was childless. And in spite of all of her difficulties, Hannah didn't allow her problems to deter her from worshipping the Lord. And I have to say at times it really irritates me when I hear Christians saying, oh, I didn't come to church because of this or that, and I'm going through this or that, and I didn't go. And I just think, you've really missed the point. Are you never going to grow up in Christ? When it says that when you're going through the things, that's when you should be there crying out to God to meet with you. Just like Hannah used her burdens to drive her to the temple, and then suddenly came when God answered her. Don't ever come to me and tell me I didn't come because I had this or that, because I'm going to tell you exactly what I think. So be warned. I, as you know, I'm a speed counselor when it comes to Christianity and helping people out. And speed counseling usually finishes with, crap happens, get on with it. So, in spite of her difficulties, Hannah didn't allow her problems to deter her from worshipping the Lord. And on one occasion, and we never know when that one occasion is going to be, when you look at it, our own lives, we do not know when the occasion is going to be. But on one occasion, Hannah was, when overwhelmed, absolutely overwhelmed with anguish, she went to the temple of the Lord to pray. In fact, she was so overwhelmed, if you remember, she couldn't even audibly speak. She could only mouth her words, Lord, look on my affliction, remember me, give me a baby boy, and I'll give him back to you for life. You know, Hannah probably prayed that prayer many times. Every time she was abused by Peninnah's thought, saying, look at the many wains I've got, you've got none, you're barren, you're whatever else, she must have prayed that prayer many times. Lord, look on my affliction, remember me. But this time something happened. This time Hannah knew God heard her, and she was able then to get about her business. Imagine that, having been overwhelmed with anxiety and overwhelmed with all of the abuse and the constant nagging of others and the sense of inadequacy that she must have felt, to just suddenly know, no answer to prayer, but suddenly know, it's different this time. God has heard me. And so she went about her business. And sometimes, as I was saying, sometimes just knowing God knows is enough. Well, in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and she had a son named Samuel that means God hears or asked of God. And in the course of time, she was then able to bring the child to the Lord as promised. True to her promise, after Samuel was weaned, she presented him to the high priest as a servant to God for the rest of his life. She kept her word. God saw, God heard, and God answered Hannah. Well, let me tell you this morning, Christian, God sees you. God hears your prayers, and he will answer you in his time. Problem is, you might be hiding under the church of the Chole Duvet when God has wanted to meet you here that morning to speak to you. And that could be put off as God teaches you that it's so important to draw near to him with God's people, to meet with him so that he can speak to you and bless you. God does see you. Doesn't mean he can't speak to you underneath the duvet. He can. God sees you, he hears your prayers, and he will answer you in his time. And may knowing God knows be enough to sustain you until he intervenes for you. I called my talk today, A Good Day to Die. A good day to die. I could die right now. I could die right now. Do you think there's a possibility at times in her life Hannah felt like this? Year after year praying and crying, year after year praying and crying, questioning in her heart, why me, Lord? We've all been there. Why me, Lord? I wonder, you know, when you think of that woman's life, I wonder, did Hannah ever think, I could die right now. I could die right now. Maybe as she passed a group of mothers and toddlers and she heard them whispering, there's your woman, she's barren, she can't have any wains, she's got God's curse on her. Maybe as she passed by the group of mothers and toddlers and she heard them whispering, or as she attended a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah for family members or friends, maybe in her community, you know, they believed that this barrenness was a curse from God on Hannah, and every time that she went out and seen people wheeling their wains in the pram, that she felt that sense of there's a curse of God on her life. I wonder, did Hannah ever think, oh God, I could die right now? Would it surprise you to know that I thought this very, very recently? I could die right now. Probably some people watching on Facebook and other people thinking, God, I wish the hell he would. But would it surprise you, I'm being honest, would it surprise you to know that I thought this very, very recently? Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 2. And it's the first 10 verses. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My strength is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne 7, and she who has many children has become feeble. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and he brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap, to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the feet of his saints before the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed, or the strength of his anointed. This is a prayer. This is a prayer of a woman who had suffered years of anguish. And then God answered her prayer. Rocky called at mine last Monday to say that he was absolutely buzzing from last Sunday's services. He told me that from the moment he left his home to come to Shiloh, right through the day, through both services, he said he was on fire with a really powerful sense of God's presence. And in the evening, and he prayed this morning, in the evening when we sang Garments of Praise, which says, make these broken, weary bones rise to dance again, Rocky was absolutely rejoicing because he remembered how the Lord brought him through a period of serious illness and operations, during which time he had thought to himself, you know what, I could die right now. When you're going through a terrible, terrible time, I could die right now. Lord, why don't you take me home? I could die right now. But the Lord healed Rocky and made his broken, weary bones rise to dance again. And he rejoices in the Lord. You know, it's interesting that last week, the number of different people who mentioned to me how they felt something amazing was happening last Sunday in Shiloh. However, I wonder how many who were here, or perhaps maybe watching on Facebook or listening to the podcast, I wonder how many thought to themselves, I could die right now. See, that's how I felt, and that's how I thought at the morning service. As we were praising and worshiping the Lord, I thought, I could die right now. Now, before anyone feels the need to offer any form of crisis intervention or speed counseling for me, because you reap what you sow, last Sunday was a good day to die. Last Sunday was a good day to die. You see, as we sang, Good and Gracious King, you deserve the greater glory. Overcome with joy, I sing. I was so lost in a sense of wonder and love for Jesus and in his love for me that I remember actually standing there saying in my heart as I was singing that song with a beaming smile on my face, I could die right now. I could die right now. In those moments, in that an absolutely enthralled, captivated state, I thought I could die right now and go to be with Jesus. And you know what? It would be okay. In fact, it would be absolutely wonderful. I don't know if you've had that opportunity to experience that, but I'm standing there, tears rolling down my face, thinking, I could die right at this minute and just go to be with Jesus. It's almost like Enoch out for a walk with God, and it was such a wonderful, intimate walk with God, and he never bothered going home. He just walked right into heaven. And I thought, as I was praising the Lord on Sunday morning and caught up in his love for me and my love for him, I thought I could just die right now and it would be okay, because it was a good day to die. See, these type of good day to die episodes, they don't happen too often. In fact, usually they happen in more difficult times. I could die right now. And it's said just to get you away from the current stresses and pressures that you're faced with. When Hannah presented Samuel to Eli the high priest, giving her only son over to the service of the Lord, I'm convinced after that moment, I'm certain that Hannah experienced her own good day to die. Years and years of anguish, years and years of sorrow, years and years of using the burdens that she was carrying to drive her to the temple to worship the Lord, and then God answering her prayer, and then her keeping her promise unto the Lord, and she presents Samuel to Eli the high priest. I am convinced at that moment Hannah experienced a good day to die. My heart, look what she says, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My strength is exalted in the Lord. I smile at all of my enemies. I rejoice in your salvation. You can nearly see her wheeling the wind down past all of the others who whispered against her, wheeling with a big smile on her face as she's wheeling the wind, letting everybody see how God has heard her prayer, how God has answered her. It was a good day to die when she handed Samuel over in that sense, because she was so enthralled in the love of God for her and her love for him. Oh, how the tide had turned. She who was the object of scorn and ridicule, who was bullied, insulted, and abused, now finds herself rejoicing in the Lord. Hannah, who on occasions may have thought to herself in a very negative way, I could die right now, is suddenly transformed, strengthened, and lifted up by the Lord. You see what God can do? And it can happen in a moment. You know, could you imagine when she got the first inkling that she was pregnant? Is it possible? No. I can't have wins. And she hears the torrent of abuse that has been coming for years against her. You can't have wins. The curse of God is on you. And then she notices that things begin to change in her body. And she realizes, I am pregnant. And the rejoicing. And then the giving, you know, forth, bringing forth the son. How incredible to name him God hears. Or I asked of God and he heard me. How incredible. How the tide had turned. And here she is walking past her enemies, her mockers and her scorners, smiling as she wheels the wind. And they're coming over saying, what is it? It's a baby. It's a baby boy. And I ask God specifically for the baby boy. And let me tell you, be specific in your prayers to God, because he can give you specifically what you're asking for. The Lord had lifted Hannah from the ash heap, it says here. The actual term is the dunghill. She was like a piece of shit. That's how, now excuse the terms, but that's how people treated her. That's how people viewed her. That is the proper word if you want to look it up. In fact, it's a lot more worse than that. But that's what it was like. She was treated like that in her own community. Her own household, she was treated like that by Peninnah. And I don't mean to offend, but I'm telling you this is what God's word says. And yet, like that piece of dirt on this dung heap that she was, God saw her, God heard her, and God answered her. The Lord lifted Hannah from the ash heap, from the dung heap, and set her among princes and princesses to make her inherit the throne of glory. I believe with the birth of her firstborn Samuel and then her other five children, Hannah experienced many good days to die. And she was lost in wonder and love as God took away her reproach and shut all her enemies' mouths. You know, the world can be a very cruel, hurtful place. Even the church can be like this. But too often, because of the ways of the world, or because the church still practices the ways of the world, we can make certain people the object of our ridicule and scorn, and some of them may come to the place where they say to the Lord, I could die right now. Christians are sinners. We are the world saved by grace, but nonetheless sinners. And we're prone to be cruel and hurtful toward one another, or we are cruelly hurt by others. But just as God saw, heard, and answered Hannah, so in his time He will intervene regarding your situation. Sometimes just knowing God knows is enough to sustain us through our difficulties until He intervenes. But sometimes we can be brought to that place where we negatively think, I could die right now. On other occasions, even though our circumstances may not have changed, we can suddenly find ourselves completely lost in love and then wonder in the Lord and think in a beautiful way, this is a good day to die as our troubles seem to peel away. Also, there are times, for various reasons, including our own sin, when we can be so self-abasing, so self-degrading, that we feel like we're nothing more than a piece of dirt and that God could never love us or be interested in us. But it isn't true. God loves us. God loves you. Other people can make us feel like dirt by bullying, insulting, or abusing us. But God will not let it go unnoticed. He will intervene in His time and raise us up from the dunghill that others seek to keep us in. Satan and the host of hell will continually fight against us, continually rile us with slanderous accusations, and tell us that we're nothing but a piece of dirt. But God says differently, and He will guard the feet of His saints, as Hannah says. He will guard the feet of His saints. He will exalt them, and they shall smile at their enemies. Experiencing a good day to die is a wonderful thing. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you really want to die. It simply means that God has so enthralled you with His love that you feel, if I died right now, it would be okay. In fact, it would be wonderful. Christian, God sees, hears, and knows where you're at and what you need, and He will answer you in His time. Perhaps He'll turn your, oh, I could die right now, into a good day to die as He overwhelms you with His love. Don't let others grind you down. Don't let Satan grind you down. Press on in the Lord and wait for Him. Because just like He did for Rocky and many others, He will make your broken, weary bones rise to dance again. And you will rejoice in the Lord. Christian, that is the promise that God gives you. That is why you should be urged to come out to meet with brothers and sisters in Christ in fellowship together, because it's at a place like this where God says, I will meet with you, I will bless you, and I will speak to you. Take a hold of His promises and say to Him, Lord, let me experience a good day to die. Maybe there's someone this morning here or watching on Facebook or listening to the podcast and you're not yet a Christian. Well, as I've said, this world can be a very cruel, hurtful place, but Jesus has overcome the world. And you might feel at times in this world, I could die right now. Well, what if you did? What if you did? Where would you spend eternity? Jesus loves you. And Jesus promises you forgiveness of sin and everlasting life if you will repent. Turn around from living your life your way. Turn around from the wicked things or the sinful things that you're doing and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Only when a soul is truly saved by grace through faith in Jesus, only when that happens is it a good day to die. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank You for Your word and the life here of Hannah. We've only touched on her life, Lord God, but what we have seen has been so beautiful. That she used, Lord God, the burdens that you permitted her to carry to drive her, Lord God, into the temple to worship you. And in your time, O God, you heard her and you answered her. And you caused her, Lord God, to rejoice in you, to so rejoice in you that it was a good day to die in Hannah's life. And you caused her, Lord, to smile at all of her enemies because you took away her reproach and you blessed her abundantly. You enthralled her with your love. Lord, may we as Christians remember, Lord, that the things that come into our lives are permitted by you. The struggles that we bear, Lord God, the difficulties that we encounter. You permit them, Lord God, to make us a people, Lord God, who learn to trust you. You want to use the sicknesses and the ailments and the difficulties and challenges that we face to drive us to you, O God, so that in your time you will bless us, that you will do, Lord God, what needs to be done, and you will cause us to rejoice in you, that we will be enthralled in your love. Lord, I pray for every one of us, Lord, that even in these next few days, we would experience a good day to die as we are lost in wonder and love for you, and lost in wonder and love in your love for us. I pray also, Lord God, that anyone who doesn't know you, that they would recognize the greatness of your love for them, and that they would turn away, Lord God, from living their lives their way, and that they would surrender all to you and come to you through faith in Jesus, so that every day in that sense would be a good day to die, because they would be ready should that time come when they will go to be forever with the Lord and rejoice in you always. In Jesus' name, amen.